2020年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷，英语精准卷三。一、听力理解。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。
Number one, John, is Kate coming to the party?
Yes, I told you yesterday, Mary.
John, is Kate coming to the party?
Yes, I told you yesterday, Mary.
Number two, hi, Tom.I'll take a taxi from the railway station to get home, so you don't need to pick me up.
Okay, see you soon.
See you. Hi, Tom. I'll take a taxi from the railway station to get home, so you don't need to pick me up.
Okay, see you soon.
See you. Number three, here's the menu, sir. Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please. I want to look through the juice list.
Certainly. Here you are. Here's the menu, sir. Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please. I want to look through the juice list.
Certainly. Here you are.
Number four.It's 11 now. We must be quick, or we will be late for the train.
Don't worry. The train will leave at 12 o'clock.
But we need to arrive there half an hour earlier to take our tickets.
You're right. Let's go quickly.
It's 11 now. We must be quick, or we will be late for the train.
Don't worry.The train will leave at 12 o'clock.
But we need to arrive there half an hour earlier to take our tickets.
You're right. Let's go quickly.
Number five. What did you do yesterday, Grace?
Nothing much. I just went shopping with my sister.
What did you buy?
A skirt. It was cheaper than usual.Its normal price was $24, but I got it at half price.
What did you do yesterday, Grace?
Nothing much. I just went shopping with my sister.
What did you buy?
A skirt. It was cheaper than usual. Its normal price was $24, but I got it at half price.
第二节，听下面几段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
Hi, Eric. Why do you look so upset?
Oh, I broke Jim's glasses. He must be unhappy about this. They are his favorite glasses.
Don't worry. Jim is very kind to others. He won't mind it.
But I'm really sorry about it. What should I do?
Why not tell him the truth and buy him a new one?
Good idea. Can you go and buy them with me after school, Judy?
I'd love to.Let's meet at the school gate then.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, Eric. Why do you look so upset?
Oh, I broke Jim's glasses. He must be unhappy about this. They are his favorite glasses.
Don't worry. Jim is very kind to others. He won't mind it.
But I'm really sorry about it. What should I do?
Why not tell him the truth and buy him a new one?
Good idea. Can you go and buy them with me after school, Judy?
I'd love to. Let's meet at the school gate then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Lucy. Lucy, you are so young. How can you sing so well?
Well, Mr. Smith, I love singing very much, and I've been singing for 15 years.
Wow. Then what kind of music do you like?
To be honest, I love different kinds of music, but I like pop music best.
Who teaches you to sing?
My mom.
Your mom? Is she a singer too?
No, she is an excellent music teacher in a middle school. She often teaches me at home.
No wonder. I believe you'll do a wonderful job tonight.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Lucy. Lucy, you are so young. How can you sing so well?
Well, Mr. Smith, I love singing very much, and I've been singing for 15 years.
Wow. Then what kind of music do you like?
To be honest, I love different kinds of music, but I like pop music best.
Who teaches you to sing?
My mom.
Your mom? Is she a singer too?
No, she is an excellent music teacher in a middle school. She often teaches me at home.
No wonder. I believe you'll do a wonderful job tonight.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. I've just read in the newspaper that a waitress is wanted in your company. I'm really interested in this position. First, please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Wong Lee. I'm a 20-year-old student studying in a university. I can speak, read, and write English well. I like reading and swimming in my free time, but playing the piano is my favorite hobby. Besides, I do well in communicating with people, and I have a strong sense of responsibility. I'm sure I'm fit for the job. I will be thankful if you consider me. Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. I've just read in the newspaper that a waitress is wanted in your company. I'm really interested in this position. First, please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Wong Lee. I'm a 20-year-old student studying in a university. I can speak, read, and write English well. I like reading and swimming in my free time, but playing the piano is my favorite hobby. Besides, I do well in communicating with people, and I have a strong sense of responsibility. I'm sure I'm fit for the job. I will be thankful if you consider me. Thank you.
Gina, where are you going?
Oh, Mike. I'm going to the bookstore to buy a book I like.
Why don't you read it online? It's more convenient.
Actually, I have a small personal library at home. I often lend books to my friends. If I only read e-books, I can't lend them to other people.
Oh, that's true. What book will you buy?
It's called The Outsider by Stephen King.
What kind of book is it?
It's a scary novel. I used to be really interested in science fiction, but recently I have got lost in scary novels. Many readers speak highly of this novel. I'm really excited to start reading it.
Well, I like scary novels, too. Can you lend it to me after you finish it?
No problem.
Thanks a lot. Gina, where are you going?
Oh, Mike, I'm going to the bookstore to buy a book I like.
Why don't you read it online? It's more convenient.
Actually, I have a small personal library at home. I often lend books to my friends. If I only read e-books, I can't lend them to other people.
Oh, that's true. What book will you buy?
It's called The Outsider by Stephen King.
What kind of book is it?
It's a scary novel. I used to be really interested in science fiction, but recently I have got lost in scary novels. Many readers speak highly of this novel. I'm really excited to start reading it.
Well, I like scary novels, too. Can you lend it to me after you finish it?
No problem.
Thanks a lot.
Hello,
everyone. My name is Sally. I am a middle school student in Shanghai. I live not far from my school. I usually go to school on foot. There is a bookstore behind my home. I enjoy reading books there. And across from my home, it's a post office. I often go there to send letters. Where is the supermarket? It is on the right of my home. It's not big, but there are lots of things in it. On weekends, I like going shopping in the supermarket. What's in front of the hospital? Oh, it's a restaurant. It's on the left of the bookstore, too. The food there is very delicious. Is there a coffee shop near my home? Yes, it's between the supermarket and the school. My friend and I often go there to have a drink. Besides, there is a park on the left of my school. It's my favorite place. I often go there to take a walk after dinner. That's all. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sally. I am a middle school student in Shanghai. I live not far from my school. I usually go to school on foot. There is a bookstore behind my home. I enjoy reading books there. And across from my home, it's a post office. I often go there to send letters. Where is the supermarket? It's on the right of my home. It's not big, but there are lots of things in it. On weekends, I like going shopping in the supermarket. What's in front of the hospital? Oh, it's a restaurant. It's on the left of the bookstore, too. The food there is very delicious. Is there a coffee shop near my home? Yes. It's between the supermarket and the school. My friend and I often go there to have a drink. Besides, there is a park on the left of my school. It's my favorite place. I often go there to take a walk after dinner. That's all. Thank you.